Hello? Oh, hi. God, when we swapped numbers, I didn't think you would call me. Yeah, I had so much fun at the party. Meeting you was the real highlight, though. Look, you are insanely sexy. But no, honey. You can't just come over tonight. This isn't how I usually start playing with new partners. Especially a sweet, innocent newbie like you. Sweetie, we would have to get to know each other. Understand each other's needs and limits. What kind of dynamic we're aiming to have. Baby girl. I love how fucking keen you are. I really do. But you're so new to this, my dear. It seems to me that you've still got a little self-exploration to do. I think you need a teacher. A little assignment. Hold on. Does that give you a little shiver of anticipation? Me, the teacher, and you, my eager little student. The thought of trying so hard to please me and not to step out of line? I thought it might. If that's the case, we're going to need a couple of things, honey. Something to give you pleasure. And something to provide a little bit of discipline. Why don't you grab your favorite toy? And something to spank yourself with. I bet you have a hairbrush or a wooden kitchen spoon. Or maybe a belt at hand. Once you find one, take off your clothes and lie on your bed. I want you naked for me. I'll wait. That's it. So exposed and so vulnerable. All of your body on display. Only good girls are allowed to wear clothes, and even then, only with permission. By the time I've finished with you, we are both going to know a little bit more about who you are. I know we both like to play games, baby. But the thing about you is, you like to lose, don't you? Does that pique your interest? Feeling a few goosebumps rising at the thought of surrendering to me. And maybe you're already touching yourself. You don't strike me as someone who has a lot of self-control over that needy little cunt. I'm going to make you my little fuck toy. Because you've been hiding that part of yourself, haven't you? What would people think if they knew what you really like? How you fantasize about being debased, owned. Oh, I know you are going to be my good, obedient pet as well. Because every girl I get my hands on learns her place eventually. Yes. I heard that. That little shiver. That gasp. Are your nipples hard for me? Is that little pussy starting to throb? Which of those ideas do you like best? Obeying me or being tamed? God, that makes me so fucking wet. You're lucky I'm not there right now, honey. 'Cause I can't promise that I'd be able to control myself. I sometimes get carried away, you know. Oh, you're not ready for that, little one. But we'll find out what you're capable of. I'm going to test your obedience now. Touch yourself, but only exactly where I tell you. Use the very tips of your fingers to stroke your delicate little throat. Softly. As lightly as you can bear. Feel that ache? That thrill start to spread. It should be such an exquisite torment that your toes start to curl. Keep the rest of your body completely still, though. Do not move. Now run those fingers down to your breasts and over your stomach. Use both hands there as you run your nails over your soft skin. Now harder. You like that? Suffering a little for me? Because it makes me throb, my dear. You don't move. Imagine me touching you. And you need to do as you're told. You keep still and quiet, knowing the only thing you have permission to do is respond to my touch. Not the type of response you choose. The one you can't help. That's it. Perfect little toy for me. Take your nipples now. Just roll them between finger and thumb. Good. You can keep playing with your nipples, my dear. Move one hand down a little too. And stroke those thighs for me. In fact, it'll probably help you out if you're a little aroused when we get going. Oh, you don't know this? A clever girl like you. I'm surprised. The more turned on you are, the more pain you can take. Not just take, enjoy. Being wet for me will turn that pain into pleasure. Pure sensation. I'm going to let you touch your pussy while I talk you through this next part. Just run your finger over those lips where they part. Don't play with your clit just yet. Just stroke that little cleft up and down. T tease yourself a little.
Mm-hmm.
Say, thank you, miss. I'm being very generous here. I don't have to be, because I know you're clinging on to my every command. You haven't had a solitary thought for yourself for how long now? That restless brain of yours is completely empty. It's just your body and my voice. And I'm in control. How does that make you feel? So used to thinking for yourself, aren't you? Not here. Not with me. Now pinch those nipples harder. Just breathe out. And let that sensation rush your senses. That's it. You little fucking pain slut. Oh, God. Keep squeezing for me. Don't tense up or cry out. Keep that energy in. And let it flow down instead. Right to that needy pussy. Rub your clit harder, faster, if you need to. Let that pleasure embrace you and just ride the wave. Oh, God, that's good. Keep pinching, squeezing. Keep strumming your clit. Just keep swinging between the pleasure and the pain. Take yourself into that ecstatic orbit. Why don't you think about me fucking you? Maybe I would bend you over my sofa, make you my little fuck toy. Yeah, that's what you really like, isn't it? Knowing someone dominant can use you and own you. I can just imagine you pouting back at me, pretending to be all scared and confused. Don't hurt me, please. If I was there now, I would take you and put you over my knee for a good, hard spanking. You would go across my lap just perfectly, head down, toes barely grazing the floor, arms pinned behind your back. Does that turn you on? I bet it does. Oh, good, you naughty girl. I'm not there, but you're still going to get that spanking, little one. I've got to make sure you know who's in charge, that you understand the consequences of stepping out of line. So pick up the hairbrush, or whatever it is that you found, and get ready for your spanking. Draw your knees up. Let them drop open if you need to. Place that paddle against your skin, just where your ass meets your thigh. Feel its weight and firmness there. It's going to be just perfect to punish you with. Now, when I count, just flick your wrist. Just a small movement so you keep your aim. But use some power. Spank yourself hard enough to give you a nice, warm sting. One. I'm not sure I should let you count that one. That was a poor effort, little one. We're going to try that again. And this time, I want to hear that slap nice and clear. It's supposed to remind you that I expect complete obedience. Do you understand? Yes, my lady. Try again. One. That's better. You know, I like to hear you gasp like that. When you feel that first bite, then that delicious warmth spreading out, making your pussy tingle for me. Two. Oh, yes. Good girl. Moan for me. Feel that sting. What do you like most about that? That prickly sensation? Or doing as you're told, like a good, obedient girl? Interesting. Try a little harder now. Spank the other side. Three. Oh, yeah. I can tell it hurts so good, doesn't it? That fire, that heat spreading and lighting up your pussy. You are soaking wet for me, aren't you? What a naughty girl, getting all hot and bothered by a spanking. Okay, now this time, imagine I'm the one spanking you. I'm not going to go easy on you because we both know that deep down, you need this kind of discipline. You want to be kept in line and reminded of your place. Four. Oh, that was good. I'm getting soaking wet here, my precious girl. My pussy is really starting to throb for you. Hearing your little whimpers with each strike. Go as hard as you can this time. And afterwards, say, thank you, my lady. I deserve to be punished. Like the dirty little slut I am. Oh, God, that is music to my ears. Do you know how good it is for someone like me to hear a slut like you admit that she needs to be punished? Are you all flushed and hot, saying that out loud for once? So desperate to be a good girl. What do you think made you that way? All that shame swirling around. Yeah. You'll need to watch out for that, little one. But I'll play safe with you. You eager little thing. Don't worry. Still okay with this? Good. Now, why don't you ask me nicely to let you touch yourself? Say, please, miss, I know this pussy's yours, but I so desperately need to get myself off. I bet you don't use those words very often, do you? A nice girl like you. Just doing whatever I want. Behaving like a perfect, needy little toy for me. I'm gonna let you have some fun now. Do you have a toy you can use? If not, you'll just have to use your fingers the good old-fashioned way. Okay, that's a good choice. Put it against your clit now and start working it nice and slow. Just little strokes, little laps, however you like it. Feel that tension building up. That's good. Radiating out from your core, making you quiver. Go a little faster. Strum a little firmer now. That's so good. I can hear you getting closer. Let's see if you can keep this up for a count of 10. And then, if you are very, very good and do everything I say, maybe I'll let you come for me when we get down to 1. 10. Imagine me there, looking down on you, strumming that little clit, taking off my jeans and unbuttoning my shirt, strapping on my biggest cock ready to fuck you. That's it. I'm fingering myself too now. I'm so ravenous for you, darling. 9. Now I'm gripping those thighs and spreading your legs apart. Getting you ready to be fucked hard. Teasing your entrance with my tongue. Tasting those delicious juices. Feeling you flood for me. Oh, yes. You are so ready to get fucked, aren't you? I don't even have to go slowly, do I? Not for a dirty little slut like you. It's going to be so easy to fuck you. I can just take you however I want, and you'll cry out begging for more. 7. Who's in charge of this orgasm, though, baby girl? Not you, is it? And I think you're being a little too willful, groaning like that. Just aching to get licked. To smear my face. Get fucked. Keep teasing that clit. But put your other hand over your mouth. Imagine it's me forcing you to keep your mouth shut. I didn't say you could make a noise, did I? I'm in charge here, little one. I control that little pussy, and I tell you when you come. Where was I? 8. 7. Oh, no. Perhaps if you weren't so disobedient, I wouldn't be losing count. 6. Put a finger inside. In fact, put 2. Fuck yourself hard now. Keep swirling that clit for me, too. You're going to come so hard for me when I finally let you. You're gonna soak those sheets and scream my name, little plaything. 5. Your neighbors will know what a little whore you really are. And they'll know who owns you, who commands and controls your body. 4. You're getting a little ahead of yourself, aren't you? Maybe I should stop. That's right. Stop. You'd better obey me, little one. You won't like it if I get angry. Now press your legs closed. Go on. Squeeze those thighs together. Feel your ankles touch and imagine I'm holding them down, keeping you captive while you writhe and moan like that, behaving so desperately, so wildly. Do you think you deserve to come when you show so little respect, so little self-control? Beg me to give you what you want. Beg me. I said beg. Don't whine, little one. Not unless you want to stop this and have to spank yourself all over again. That's better. Now you understand who's calling the shots. Remember, it's up to me whether you get to come at all. I may decide to just deny you. Oh, don't start to tear up like that, since you've debased yourself so sweetly for me. I just might give you what you want. We're gonna start again at 7, I think. That will teach you to behave. You can start playing again. 7. Good. Faster. Now go hard, my little toy. If I was there, I would fuck you so hard. You would cry out. You would cry real tears for me. Not this whimpering you've been doing till now. 6. I would love to slap your pretty face. I love it when you roll your head to the side. Squeeze your eyes closed and look back at me with that betrayed, desperate look. How could you? Do it again. 5. Oh. That's what you want, isn't it? You filthy little slut. You want me to slap you around a little. Then fuck your pussy. Make you scream for me. 4. You're so close. I can hear it. I can feel it. You think you deserve to come? Or should I cover your pretty face with my pussy like my little plaything? That's it. Cry for me. Beg me. 3. Tell me how you want to be my good girl. Tell me how you'll do whatever I want. Let me use this pussy whenever I see fit. 2. Good girl. Don't stop. I can see you're so close for me. Just hold on a little longer. Just a little longer. That's it. Throw your head back. Arch your back and moan. 1. That's it. That's it right there. Come now. Come for me. Come undone for me, my little toy. Completely ruined for me. God, I love hearing you come like that. Oh, that made me lose it completely. Such a good girl. While I love phone sex, baby girl, I do wish I could be there to hold you now. I've been thinking about that, too, since the other night, you know. Still, I'm gonna make you feel good now with my voice. I want you to feel safe. You've been so good for me. So sweet and obedient. You did everything I wanted, and I couldn't be prouder of you. Now tell me, how are you feeling physically? Well, yes, a little soreness is to be expected, but no lasting damage, I hope. Good. Good girl. What are you going to do when I get off the phone to take care of yourself a little? What do you like to do to relax? What? Yes. You do have time to relax, baby girl. You will not be doing paperwork. That's better. That's what I like to hear. Do you know, even though you're new to all this, it's like you get it. You understand what I need too, and you've been so good for me, telling me everything you like, answering all of my questions. I kind of wish I could be there to see this transforming glow in the flesh, to watch someone who's discovering all of this for the first time. Yes, my angel. I would like that. Until next time, then, be good.